Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Bowen ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Bowen 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no probar nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y 1 inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Ahora más oportunidades de aprender inglés donde y cuando quieras mediante un formato mixto y por teléfono. Clases telefónicas Vaughan. Combina conversaciones fluidas junto con las correcciones propias del método Vaughan, cuya naturaleza dinámica y 100% interactiva lo convierten en la mejor opción para este formato de clase. Recuerda que el signo distintivo de nuestras clases es la calidad del profesor. En Vaughan no es suficiente con un alto nivel de inglés. Nuestro estándar es la excelencia. Todos nuestros profesores son nativos y atraviesan un riguroso proceso de formación en clases telefónicas. Clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Ahora donde quieras, cuando quieras, pero con Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833 para Madrid o llama al 933398687 933398687 para Barcelona.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
No excuses. excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. This is Vaughan Radio, Radio Boggan. This is Fitz. That was Richard Vaughan with my good friend Damian. Do you know who Damian is?
No.
No? Do you know the, he's one of the ants.
From where?
How do you say ant in Spanish?
Hormigas.
And where do ants live?
In the ground.
But in what do you call this specific place where they live?
Cave?
No.
I don't know.
In English it's an anthill, but how do you say anthill in Spanish?
Hormiguero.
So, what's the name of the TV program?
Ah, El Hormiguero.
Yeah, so he's one of the ants. Ah. So he's written a new book. I think it's about mythology. And I think the premise, the purpose of the book is things that you know, but you don't know why you know them.
Mm.
Which is a very clever idea for a book. So how are you today? Good?
Good.
Have you done your homework?
Yes.
Of course you have. Let's get you warmed up a little bit with some... sometimes we call this the accusative, but it's not... strictly speaking, correct. But it's the concept of I want you to. So I'll give you a short sentence. I want you to rephrase it. I'll say, for example, his desire is for his children to be happy in life. And you'll say he wants his children to be happy in life. So his desire is for his children to be happy in life.
He wants his children to be happy in life.
My desire is that the Spanish government lower taxes.
I want the Spanish government to lower taxes.
Very good. Philip's desire is for his son to win the championship.
His desire is for his son to win the championship.
Very good. And again?
His desire is for his son to win the championship.
Their desire is that we study the report carefully.
They want us to study the report carefully.
What is your desire that I do?
What do you want me to do?
What is your desire that I say?
What do you want me to say?
When is it in your interest that I start?
When do you want me to start?
It's my desire that Spain assume a strong role in international affairs.
I want Spain to assume a stronger role in international affairs.
Good, and again, and a strong role.
I want Spain to assume a strong role in international affairs.
One more time.
I want Spain to assume a strong role in international affairs.
Why is it in your interest that I do that?
Why do you want me to do that?
What time is it in your interest that I be there?
What time do you want me to be there?
Very good. My desire is for everyone to enjoy the party.
I want everyone to enjoy the party.
Very good. So what do we have lined up today? Well, we have, as is now becoming customary. How do you say customary in Spanish?
Costumbre.
Yeah. The Wednesday is Laura's day, and we talk about a poem. Now, today we're going to be talking again about another Irish poem, also by W.B. Yeats, but in the weeks to come. Now, next week is our last week before the holiday, I think. But we'll do a bit more, we'll vary it a bit more. They won't always just be Irish poems. And we just had a bit of the accusative there. We're going to look at some conjunctions and polite English. Polite English. If somebody speaks to you and you don't understand them, what do you say?
Excuse me?
Or sorry, can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat that? Yeah. So, we're going to do a bit more grammar now, and then we'll move on to the poem of the day, which is called The Host of the Air by William Butler Yeats. So speaking of polite English, we're going to work on a bit with would you like me to, for example. So I'll say, for example, who can bring me the report? I want you to say, would you like me to bring it to you? So who can bring me the report?
Would you like me to bring it to you?
Who can talk to Philip about the problem?
Would you like me to talk to Philip about the problem?
Very good. Who can explain this to me?
Would you like me to explain it to you?
Very good. Who can take me to the airport?
Would you like me to take you to the airport?
Who can take these books to Nancy?
Would you like me to take these books to Nancy?
Who can deliver the merchandise to the Germans?
Would you like me to deliver the merchandise to the Germans?
Very good. Who can call Nigel?
Would you like me to call Nigel?
Who can buy a newspaper for me? And I want you to respond with one.
Would you like me to buy one for you?
Very good. Who can help me with this report?
Would you like me to help you with this report?
Very good. Who can show me the numbers?
Would you like me to show you the numbers?
Very good. Who can convince John to go to Louisiana?
Would you like me to convince John to go to Louisiana?
Very good. Now, so here's the poem by William Butler Yeats, one of Ireland's greatest poets and one of Ireland's Nobel Literature Prize winners. I think we have six Nobel Literature Prize winners, which is maybe more than... Not maybe more than any other country, but I think after the United States and Britain, maybe we're third, which is pretty good for a small country. So it's called the Host of the Year. I'll read it out first, and then we're going to talk about the vocabulary and the meaning. The Host of the Year. O'Driscoll drove with a song, the wild duck and the drake, from the tall and the tufted reeds of the drear Heart Lake. And he saw how the reeds grew dark at the coming of night tide, and dreamed of the long, dim hair of Bridget, his bride. He heard while he sang and dreamed a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay. And he saw young men and young girls who danced on a level place, and Bridget, his bride, among them, with a sad and a gay face. The dancers crowded about him, and many a sweet thing said, and a young man brought him red wine, and a young girl white bread. But Bridget drew him by the sleeve, away from the merry bands, to old men playing at cards with a twinkling of ancient hands. The bread and the wine had a doom, for these were the host of the air. He sat and played in a dream of her long, dim hair. He played with the merry old men and thought not of evil chance, until one bore Bridget, his bride, away from the merry dance. He bore her away in his arms, the handsomest young man there, and his neck and his breast and his arms were drowned in her long, dim hair. O'Driscoll scattered the cards and out of his dream awoke. Old men and young girls were gone like a drifting smoke. But he heard high up in the air a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay. All right, so when he said it's called the Host of the Air. Now, host can have a few meanings in English. What are they?
A host is... when you have a party and you are the host.
Yep.
And yeah, and that's it. No?
Now there's another one, which is maybe supposedly part of the meaning of this poem, or maybe not. So, for example, in Catholicism,
yeah,
you receive the host. How do you say that in Spanish? No, see, there's a very
yeah,
blasphemous word.
La hostia.
La hostia, yeah, which is great, right?
Yeah.
Because I several years ago. I love the Easter processions here.
Yeah.
And my mother came to visit and I brought her to see them. And of course, she was amazed. And there was a man behind us who said this word, right? And she said to me, what does that mean? And I told her the meaning. And of course, she was horrified as a very... but this man was, I think, he wasn't deliberately being blasphemous. So the host of the air, maybe there's a reference to Christ in it. So it starts off, it says, O'Driscoll, O'Driscoll is a very typical Irish surname. O'Driscoll with a song, the wild duck and the drake. So what's a duck?
Pato.
And a drake?
It's the male duck.
Yeah. And so maybe a meaning of this is, this poem is based on an old Irish song. And in the song, it's about what we call a gamekeeper. What's a gamekeeper?
It's like the keeper, el que vigila como una fiesta y cosas, ¿no?
Well, it's like, for example, if a wealthy person has I suppose you would say maybe a finca.
Ah, yeah.
And he protects the animals on there from poachers. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you have a direct word in Spanish for a poacher. A poacher is, it's an illegal activity.
A poacher?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. We have it, but I don't know it.
So it approaches you, for example, at night. Cazar furtivamente.
Furtivamente.
Okay, there you go.
Cazador furtivo.
So the gamekeeper protects the animals and the estate from these people. So apparently O'Driscoll is the gamekeeper, which also means that he's an outsider because the local people would always hate the gamekeeper. And there's a great expression in English, which is poacher turned gamekeeper. So the best gamekeeper is usually a former poacher.
Yeah, because he knows.
He knows exactly. Yeah. Like they say, for example, a lot of banks and a lot of major world companies hire hackers to become their IT experts because they know what's involved. So he was protecting the duck and the drake. And then it says from the tall and the tufted reeds. What are reeds?
Juncos.
And in Ireland, it used to be the case that these reeds were harvested, dried, and we made the roofs of our cottages from them because they were impervious to water. And then of the drear heart lake. What's drear?
Deprimente.
Yeah. Usually we say dreary, but here it says drear. And heart is, now this is H-A-R-T, not H-E-A-R-T. No. What's a heart? It's a type of animal.
I don't know.
It's a deer.
Ah, I Googled the place and it's quite dreary.
Quite dreary.
Yeah.
So the heart is, for example, in England, in London, you have a place called White Hart Lane. I don't know if you're a soccer fan. We're going to talk about soccer yesterday because the poor Spanish team lost. There's a place called White Hart Lane where Tottenham Hotspur play. And the White Hart was an albino, I'm not sure how to say that, stag deer, the male deer. And as you say, so there's a darkness to this poem as there is with many of W.B. Yeats' poems. From when I see this in my mind, I see it's getting dark. It's twilight. How do you say twilight?
Crepúsculo.
Yeah. So it's getting dark and it's dreary. He saw how the reeds grew dark at the coming of night tide. What's night tide?
La noche.
Yeah. And what's a tide? What are the tides in the
corriente,
sea?
Corriente. Las corrientes.
Yeah. Yeah. And he dreamed of, and you say mareas?
Sí.
Yeah.
He Marea dreamed. Alta,
Say again?
Marea alta y baja.
Yeah. He dreamed of the long, dim hair. What's dim?
Tenue.
Yeah, like very little light of Bridget, his bride. So a lot of people are surprised because people see you, and you, obviously the listeners can't see you. You have red hair.
Yeah.
But, and so people think, oh, it's very typical Irish, people have red hair. Now, some do, but most of us actually have dark hair. Which is strange because most people would associate the Celts with sort of blonde hair, red hair. And of course, the Danes occupied, who play England tonight, they occupied Ireland for many centuries, for several centuries. But the Danes were not Vikings. The Danes were actually dark-haired people. If you look at the Danish team tonight, you'll see some dark-haired people. Of Bridget, his bride. Now, Bridget is a very common Irish surname, and she is Saint Bridget, is the patron saint of Ireland, the female patron saint. He heard, while he sang and dreamed, a piper piping away. Now, in this sense, what's a piper in Ireland?
Un gaitero.
Yes. So we have a set of pipes, but you don't use your mouth to play it.
I watched the video, and it's a very curious instrument.
And it's a beautiful instrument. So you have two bags. They don't call them bags. I think they call them, I can't remember what they call them. One bag under each elbow. So that's where you get the air from, and you have to play it sitting down.
Yeah.
And for example, the Scottish bagpipes are an instrument of war. But the Uilenn pipes are purely for music. Uilenn, U-I-L-E-A-N-N. And even though the harp is the symbol of Ireland, the pipes really are the real musical sound of Ireland. So he heard while he sang and dreamed a piper piping away. And never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay. Gay here meaning?
Alegre.
Yes. And he saw young men and young girls who danced in a level place. We have a type of dancing which is called set dancing, which it has to be an even number. So it can be four. It can be, for example, four men and four women. It's very complicated. And that's probably the type of dancing because you have to have it on a level place, on a flat place. And Bridget, his bride, among them with a sad and a gay face. Now, I don't know if you read this, but in the original song, this is based on the man comes home to find people mourning his dead wife. How do you say mourning?
lamentando la muerte de alguien.
Yes. Mm. So that's one of the theories of this.
But I read another short.
What did you read?
It was a short story, and it was about this O'Driscoll that comes back to his house, and he's newly wed, right?
Yeah.
Is taken away from the fairies, and she's taken away like the bride for the king of the fairies.
Okay. So again, because this is what we talked about last week. Yeats had a bit of an obsession with this. Now he had an obsession with it, but also, like I said to you last week, my parents, maybe not my parents' parents, but their parents and that generation, definitely had some fear of the fairies because they were kind of good and they were bad at the same time. Mm. And of course, there's a reference to this.
Yeah.
The dancers crowded about him, and many a sweet thing said, and a young man brought him red wine, and a young girl white bread. Now, what do you think the symbolism of the red wine and the white bread is here?
To the Last Supper.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But Bridget drew him by the sleeve. What does it mean to draw him here?
Que se le lleva por la manga, le coge y se le lleva.
Away from the merry bands, mm-hmm. to old men playing at cards with a twinkling of ancient hands. Now, I spoke to you last week about my grandfather and my great-grandfather having experiences of going home late at night after playing cards and mm-hmm. strange things happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was there something about this that you read?
Yes. It's actually quite romantic because the red one and the white bread, they are like poisoned. So they take him as a slave to the fairies. And the bride knows this, and because she still has like a human heart and she knows that this is his husband, her husband, she takes him away from them because it's poisoned. And she doesn't want to
lose him.
To lose him.
Yeah.
But she knows she belongs now to the...
To the fairies.
To the fairies.
And this is also a theory of... Because the fairies were always trying to fool people.
Mm-hmm.
And give you a false impression.
Yeah.
And there's a good expression and a good word in English to lure people.
Yeah.
Which means to bring you in, tempting you.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose like in the Bible, like, I don't know, like Adam and Eve and the serpent, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lovely word with a twinkling of ancient hands. What's a twinkling?
Parpadeo.
Yeah. So when I was a kid and I would go to big sports matches and big events, especially with my father, there was always, I don't think this happens anymore, what we call a three-card trick man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've seen this. Or very often it was three cups. And under one of the cups was a ball, and they moved it so fast that you had to bet.
Mm-hmm.
So here we could say with the twinkling of ancient hands, so they could move their hands fast, and it suggests maybe some sort of duplicity or cheating. And then it says the bread and the wine had a doom. Mm-hmm. What's a doom?
Una condena, una maldición.
Yeah. For these were the host of the air. He sat and he played in a dream of her long, dim hair. He played with the merry old men. What's merry?
Alegre.
Okay, and if you're merry, what could it mean? It can mean you're a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
And of course then you have Merry Christmas. Yeah. And thought not of evil chance. What's evil chance?
Que no pensó en que ocurriese nada malo.
Yeah, and bad, and chance can mean luck mm-hmm. in this case. Yeah. Until one bore Bridget, his bride. What's the verb to bear?
Llevársela.
Yes, and it can also mean to give birth.
Mm-hmm.
To give birth away from the merry dance.
Mm-hmm.
He bore her away in his arms, the handsomest young man there. And you might say, handsomest? Shouldn't it be most handsome? Of course, but it's poetic license.
Yeah.
And his neck and his breast and his arms were drowned in her long, dim hair. Did you read anything about this? That maybe she was...
This would be the king of the fairies.
Yeah, and she was captured by him, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
O'Driscoll scattered the cards. What to scatter means, in this case?
Tirar allí.
Yeah.
Desalineadamente.
In Cork, when I was a kid growing up, a scatter actually meant a fight, funnily mm-hmm. enough. And it also meant that if you were maybe doing something a little bit bad, and the police were going to come.
Scatter, you had to
like, get out, scatter, go, go, go. And out of his dream awoke. Old men and young girls were gone like a drifting smoke. But he heard, high up in the air, a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay. So again, Mr. Yeats and his mysticism.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which means some people don't like his poetry because of it's, some people find it inaccessible. But a lot of it is based on, I don't find that. I think a lot of it is based on the kind of stories I grew up with. And like I said about what we call the Pookies, which is the word Pookie means fairy. So for example, I don't know if I said this to you last week, the part of Ireland where my mother's father grew up, there's an old castle there called Carrigafuca, which means the Rock of the Fairies. And people around there tend to be very superstitious and going further west into County Kerry, especially. Mm-hmm. There's a strong tradition of superstition. Mm-hmm. Did you find out anything else about the poem that you want to share with us?
No, that I just find it, it's tragic, but it's also very romantic. Because Bridget remembers her husband.
Yes.
And she wants to keep him away from all the fairies.
Yeah.
Although she's already doomed.
She's doomed. Yes. And this is very typical Yeats, you know, very beautiful, very romantic, but always at the bottom of it, tragedy.
Yeah.
Which of course is also very, which is also very Irish. We love, you know, we love having fun. We love, you know, the party, the alcohol, but we also like the tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of tragedy, poor Spain lost last night. Yeah.
I didn't watch the game.
No?
No. Poor guys. Didn't even know they played.
But they played very well, and they have a lot of young players, including, I think, the youngest player in the tournament, who's Pedri, who's only 18, who's in a really outstanding and brilliant player. Okay, so very good. Good homework, Laura. Let's do a little bit of work on negative questions, if I can find them. Now we'll do a bit of work on mastering interrogative before we take a break. So I'll give you the answer, you give me the question. He did it last night.
When did he do it?
He did it because I paid him.
Why did he do it?
And again?
Why did he do it?
Bronze is made from copper and tin.
What is bronze made of?
Or also, you could also say?
What is bronze?
Made from also.
Made from.
Yep. And how do you say bronze in Spanish?
Bronze.
Very good. I took Peter to the airport.
Where did you take Peter?
I took Peter to the airport.
Ah, who did you take to the airport?
Yeah, the first one was right, but this is a different emphasis. Mm-hmm. I gave him 3 hours of class.
How many glasses of water? No, what?
So I gave him 3 hours of class.
How many hours of class did you give him?
Very good. They lent me $100.
How much money did they lend you?
And again?
How much money did they lend you?
John F. Kennedy became president in 1960.
When did John F. Kennedy become president?
The Second World War lasted 6 years.
How long did the Second World War last?
Good. The meeting lasted 3 hours.
How long did the meeting last?
And again?
How long did the meeting last?
Good. I was 23 years old when I met her.
How old were you when you met her?
I was 8 years old when Kennedy was killed.
How old were you when Kennedy was killed?
I came to Spain when I was 22 years old.
How old were you when you came to Spain?
Very good. I came to Spain with a friend of mine.
Who did you come to Spain with?
Very good. And I spoke to Peter last night.
Who did you speak to last night?
Very good. It's a quick bit of vocabulary from Vocabulary Booklet 3, List 23 before the break. Logro o consecución?
Achievement.
Good. Another word? Accomplishment also.
Accomplishment.
Aconsejable.
Recommendable.
Very good. How do you say consejo? Un consejo?
Advice. Advisable.
Very good. Apetito.
Appetite.
Very good. Bala.
Bullet.
Confidencial.
Confidential.
Actual.
Actual.
Current.
Current.
Regla de oro.
Golden rule.
Very good. Indefinidamente.
Indefinitely.
Very good. Altavoz.
Speaker.
Paradójico.
Paradoxical.
Again?
Paradoxical.
Very good. Fontanero.
Plumber.
Anteriormente.
Prior to.
Very good. And one word? Beginning with P? Previously.
Previously.
I bet you've seen this on TV programs.
Previously.
Adecuado.
Adequate.
Very good. Or with P? Proper.
Proper.
Yeah, very good. Stay with us, folks, and we'll be right back.
Los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés. Su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases. Nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Vaughan. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with Laura. And before the break, we were looking at The Host of the Air, a poem by W.B. Yeats. Now, of course, poetry can be difficult because, of course, the vocabulary is always going to be very hard. But sometimes you just have to listen to the English to hear, or a language. Like, for me in Spanish, I might listen to a song and I might not understand every word, but I listen to it again. And again, and eventually you'll understand. And I would never take the approach of always having a dictionary and looking up every word because that's not fun.
That's boring.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
And also there's a lot of symbolism that you might know a word, but what does it represent?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have to, the thing is to enjoy the language. All right. Let's do a little bit, and understanding it, of course. And speaking of understanding, let's do a quick bit of a short answer drill. Now, the reason we do this, of course, is to see if people understand, because we use a lot of proper nouns. How do you say proper nouns in Spanish?
Nombres propios?
Yeah, like people's names, for example. Oh. Because how do people from Spain say John Wayne?
John Wayne?
I think some say like Jon Baine, something like that. Yeah. And Clark Gable was Clark Gable. So it's a way of testing the understanding of the language. So I ask you a question, you give me a short answer. Would Madonna buy a wig if she lost all her hair?
Yes, she would.
Very good. Should the Pope help the poor?
Yes, he should.
Very good. Were you and I in Bulgaria last week?
No, we weren't.
Very good. Has the Queen of England ever travelled in space?
No, she hasn't.
Very good. Will the Canadian people change their flag next year?
No, they won't.
What do you call the leaf that's on the Canadian flag?
La hoja de arce.
Yeah. And how do you say arce? Maple.
Maple.
Maple. And what do you call the
like
syrup?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup,
yeah.
Could Pancho Villa ride a horse when he was alive?
Yes, he could.
Did Marilyn Monroe work in Hollywood?
Yes, he did. Oui, yes, she did.
Very good. Has it been especially hot recently?
No, it hasn't.
Should cigarettes be prohibited?
No, they shouldn't.
Very good. Should all of us try to be polite at all times?
Yes, we should.
Very good. Could I get up and leave this room if I wanted to?
Yes, you could.
All right. Then you'd have to present the radio program. Should a parent look after their children?
Yes, they should.
Would plants die if the sun stopped shining?
Yes, they would.
Very good. Was Pancho B a Mexican?
Yes, he was.
Very good. Yeah. Will there be a party in this room tomorrow?
No, they won't. No, there won't.
Good. Does Superman really exist?
No, he doesn't.
Very good. Can you touch the ceiling without jumping?
No, I can't.
Very good. Let's finish off that vocabulary list we started before the break. So we got, this is Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 3, List 23. We got to Regla de Oro.
Golden Rule.
What is the Golden Rule?
In general.
Yeah, according to the Bible.
To be good.
Well, it's do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is a preposition not used anymore. Unto. U-N-T-O. How do you say it in Spanish? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
The translation, I don't know, but like treat others. Trata a los demás como te gustaría que te tratasen.
Yeah. So if you do that, you're gonna be all right. Indefinidamente.
Indefinitely.
Very good. Búsqueda.
Search.
Bastante.
Enough.
Okay, or? He is bastante fast.
Quite.
Yes, quite, yeah. Adecuado.
Adequate.
Very good. Liso.
Flat.
Or?
Smooth.
Very good. Propina.
Tip.
Valer la pena.
To be worth it.
Very good. Aterrizar o tomar tierra.
To land.
And the opposite for a plane?
To take off.
Very good. Memorizar.
To memorize.
Very good. Cuestionar.
To question.
Very good. Especializarse.
To specialize.
Very good. Encender.
To light off. To turn off. To turn on.
To turn on. Very good. And another word?
To switch on.
To switch on. Very good. And the opposite of switch on?
Switch off.
Very good. And bandeja.
Platter.
Okay. And for example, if you're in a bar and the waiter or waitress comes with plates on a bandeja, what do you call that? A tray.
Ah, yeah.
Tray. T-R-A-Y. And volumen.
Volume.
Very good. More V.
Volume.
All right, I'm going to try something on you, which our teachers often do with the students, which is trying to get people to really hear the sound of the language and also playing some word games. All right. So translate the following. Ojo, hombre, motor, oreja.
I man, motor.
Now, how do you say, what's another way of saying motor in English? What does a car have?
Engine.
Yes.
I'm an engineer.
Yeah. And now faster?
I'm an engineer.
Very good. Señorita, tomado. How do you say señorita in English?
Lady.
Another one. So you have
madam.
Señora is Mrs.
Miss.
Yeah. And tomado?
Mistaken.
Yeah. Very good. Guisantes, lleno.
Peaceful.
Very good. Huevos, amplio.
Ample.
Now, how do you say huevos?
Ecampo. Example.
Now, huevos. Yes, again.
Example.
Very good. Hielo, cumbre. Like the part on top of a mountain.
Ice peak.
Very good. Asustar, ciudad.
Frighten?
No, the other word.
Scare?
Yeah.
Scarcity.
Very good, very good. Añadir, vicio.
Advice.
Very good. Bruja, unos, R, the letter, mina.
Unos,
So, how do you say bruja?
Which.
Yeah, unos.
One.
And, yeah.
Which ones are...
Mina.
Mine. Which yeah. ones are mine?
Very good, very good. Tú, arriba.
You up. You...
Ah, no, sorry. I made a mistake here. I wanted to say you to say Europe.
Ah.
So I have to say tus.
Tus.
Yeah.
Europe.
Yeah. Cerezas mandadas.
Cherries.
No, the other way around. Ah. Sorry. So, sorry. Mandadas cerezas. Mandadas cerezas.
Mandadas, like...
How is it mandar?
To ship. To...
Another word. To send.
Ah, to send. Send cherries.
Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Like siglos. Negro correo.
Blackmail.
Very good. And vender pescado.
Selfish.
And concha pescado.
Shellfish. Shellfish.
Very good. And again?
Shellfish.
Very good. And let me see. One more. Cuatro hombre.
Foreman.
Very good. And one more. Cuatro vista.
Foresight.
Foresight. Very good. All right. Well done. Well done. Okay. Now next on the agenda is some... You're going to use the verb to get in the translation list. ¿Dónde conseguiste ese libro?
Where did you get that book?
¿Me puedes conseguir un empleo?
Can you get me a job?
Very good. Vete a por tu libro.
Go get your book.
Very good. El teléfono está sonando. Yo lo cogeré.
The phone is ringing. I'll get it.
Very good. No te enfades.
Don't get mad.
Very good. And another way of saying mad?
Angry.
Very good. No te disgustes.
Don't get upset.
No te pongas enfermo.
Don't get sick.
No te pongas triste.
Don't get sad.
Very good. No te cases.
Don't get married.
No, sorry. Me estoy cansando.
I'm getting tired.
Very good. Me estoy aburriendo.
I'm getting bored.
Very good. Está oscureciendo.
It's getting dark.
Very good. No te asustes.
Don't get scared.
Very good. And the other one?
Don't get... frightened.
Very good, very good. No te alarmes.
Don't get...
Literal translation?
Alarmed.
Very good, yeah. And again?
Don't get alarmed.
No te pongas nervioso.
Don't get nervous.
Very good. Can you say it again? Because that's good pronunciation.
Don't get nervous.
Yeah, nervous. Very good. No... necesitamos reunirnos.
We need to get together.
Very good. Levántate.
Get up.
Nos llevamos bien.
We get along.
Llegué de regreso anoche.
I got back last night.
Very good. Me confundí.
I got mixed up.
Very good. And literally confundí.
I got confused.
Very good. Me lié con esos verbos.
I got mixed up.
Yep.
I got mixed up with those verbs.
Very good. No te harás rico trabajando para otros.
You won't get rich by working for others.
Very good. No te emociones.
Don't get excited.
Very good. Now we're going to practice with so do I, so does he, neither do I, neither does he. Now you can say me too, but I prefer with three words. It's a more elegant format. So I like good food, and you?
So do I.
I'm not rich, and you?
Neither am I.
I'm not French, and you?
Neither am I.
I'd like to be a millionaire.
So do I. So would I.
Very good. I've been to Toledo.
So have I.
I've never been to Mongolia.
Neither have I.
I'll retire someday.
So will I.
I can't fly like Peter Pan.
Neither can I.
Very good. I could read when I was 7 years old. And you?
So could I.
I don't speak Chinese. And your boss?
Neither can he.
Now, okay, I don't speak Chinese.
Neither does he.
Very good. I was here 10 minutes ago, and you?
So was I.
I played with toys when I was a child, and you?
So did I.
You're sitting in this room, and me?
So do you.
No, you're sitting, you are sitting.
So are you.
Very good. You don't live in a palace, and me?
Neither do you.
You don't drive a Formula One car, and my sister?
Neither does she.
Very good. My house is in the province of Madrid, and yours?
So is mine.
Very good. I went to school when I was young. And you?
So did I.
Very good. Okay, let's do another bit of practice of the negative of the infinitive that we did last week. So, I will say, Jimmy said to me, don't open the window. What did he tell me? And you'll say, he told you not to open the window. So not to is the key thing here. Jimmy said to me, don't open the window. What did he tell me?
He told you not to open the window.
The policeman said to me, don't park in this area. What did he tell me?
He told you not to park in this area.
John asked his wife, please don't cry. What did he ask her?
He asked her not to... Not to cry. He asked her not to cry.
Very good. My boss said to me, don't do that again. What did he tell me?
He told you not to do that again.
The shopkeeper said to her, please don't touch the piano. What did he ask her?
He asked her not to touch the piano.
The mother said to her son, don't put your feet on the table. What did she tell him?
She told him not to put his feet on the table.
Very good. The cook said to his assistant, please don't add too much salt this time. What did he ask him?
He asked him not to add too much salt this time.
Very good. The mother said to her friend, don't pay any attention to Jimmy. What did she tell her friend?
She told her friend not to pay any attention to Jimmy.
Very good. He reminded us that we mustn't arrive late. What did he remind us to do?
He reminded us not to arrive late.
Good. She doesn't want to answer the question. What does she prefer to do?
She prefers not to answer the question.
Very good. He promised that he wouldn't say anything about the decision. What did he promise to do?
He promised not to do anything about the decision. He promised not to say anything about the decision.
Very good. And again?
He promised not to say anything about the decision.
Yeah. The decision is hard to pronounce. Yeah. Yeah. Also for me in Spanish, decisión is difficult. So say it again.
He promised not to say anything about the decision.
Very good. They made a decision that they will not go to the game. What did they decide to do?
They decided not to go to the game.
Very good. One more time.
They decided not to go to the game.
Very good. Now we're going to practice with some irregular verbs. Now, you've done this before. So I will say, for example, break what? And you'll say, if you'd broken what I broke yesterday, you wouldn't want to break anything else. Do you want me to repeat?
Yeah.
People make the mistake of saying you'd, but it's you'd. If you had, you'd. If you'd broken what I broke yesterday, you wouldn't want to break anything else. So break what?
If you'd broken what I broke yesterday, you wouldn't want to break anything else.
Perfect. Bring what?
If you'd brought what I brought yesterday, you wouldn't want to bring anything else.
Very good. Build what?
If you'd built what I built yesterday, you wouldn't want to build anything else.
Very good. Buy what?
If you'd bought what I bought yesterday, you wouldn't want to buy anything else.
Very good. Catch what?
If you'd caught what I caught yesterday, you wouldn't want to catch anything else.
And again?
If you'd caught what I caught yesterday, you wouldn't want to catch anything else.
Very good. Choose what?
If you'd chosen what I chose yesterday, you wouldn't want to choose anything else.
Very good. Cut what?
If you'd caught... Cut. Okay. If you'd caught what I caught yesterday, you wouldn't want to cut anything else.
Yeah. And again?
If you'd caught what I caught...
Cut. Yeah.
If you'd cut what I caught yesterday, you wouldn't want to cut anything else.
Very good. Deal with.
If you'd dealt what I've dealt... I dealt yesterday.
Oh, sorry. So I want you to use with.
Ah, okay.
Sorry, my mistake. Deal with who? Okay. Deal with who?
If you'd dealt with who I dealt yesterday.
No, don't forget about with.
With who?
Yeah. So start again. If you dealt with who I dealt with yesterday.
Wait.
Yeah.
If you dealt with who I dealt yesterday.
No, dealt with.
Dealt with. If you dealt with who I dealt with yesterday, you wouldn't want to deal with anybody else.
Very good, very good. And one more. Drink what?
If you drank what I drank yesterday.
Okay, so it's drunk. Drank. Like So every day I drink, yesterday I drank.
Drunk.
Lately I've drunk.
Drunk. If you drunk what I drank yesterday, you wouldn't want to drink anything else.
Very good. Well done. Now we're going to practice with shall, which I never say. I always say will. But many, it's a very polite modal verb. So for example, I would say, here it says, shall I open the window? I'd always say, will I? But it's a very elegant verb to use. So I'd say, for example, it might be a good idea for you to open the window, and you'll say, shall I open the window? So it might be a good idea for you to open the window.
Shall I open the window?
It might be a good idea for you to call him now.
Shall I call him now?
Very good. It might be a good idea for us to go.
Shall we go now?
Very good.
Shall we go?
It might be a good idea for us to begin.
Shall we begin?
Very good. It might be a good idea for you to serve the food now.
Shall I serve the food now?
It might be a good idea for us to continue.
Shall we continue?
Very good. And let's do a big, quick bit of practice with useful, useless, painful, painless. So I'll ask you a question. I want you to give me a full answer. Is a mobile phone useful or useless?
A mobile phone is useful.
Very good. Is an injection painful or painless?
An injection is painful.
Very good. Are most medical treatments painful or painless?
Most medical treatments are painful.
Very good. Is your boss helpful when you have a problem?
My boss is helpful when I have a problem.
Is learning English a painful process or a painless process?
Learning English is a painful process.
Yeah, and this is something important in our company because, as we say, I think in Spanish you say we don't sell smoke, right? It's painful. Now, is that all painful?
No.
But learning a language, learning a second language as an adult is hard. But as John F. Kennedy said, we don't do things because they're easy. We do them because they are hard. So it's difficult, but it's worth it. And if you've got a Vaughan teacher, they'll help you in the process because then you're not learning alone. You know, you're going to a class and you're thinking, oof, it's hard. I need someone to motivate me. And that's the job of our teachers, not to teach you, but to motivate you. As another, our friend W.B. Yeats has a quote, which I think was originally from Aristotle, which is, education is not the filling of a pail, it's the lighting of a fire. Now, pail, P-A-I-L. What's a pail? It's a kind of bucket. How do you say bucket in Spanish?
A kind of what?
Bucket.
Like bucket.
Cubo, right?
Cubo, yeah.
Yeah. So P-A-I-L, it's an old word for a bucket. So he said, education is not the filling of a pail, it's the lighting of a fire. So the teacher's job is not to put information in your head, it's to make you...
Start the fire.
Hungry for information. Is breathing normally painful or painless?
Breathing is normally painless.
Very good. What about breathing with a broken rib?
Breathing with a broken rib is painful.
Very good. Are most spiders harmful or harmless?
Most spiders are harmless.
Very good. Are you afraid of spiders or not?
No, not cucarachas, cockroaches.
Oh, yeah, that's nasty. Are most snakes harmful or harmless?
Most snakes are harmful.
Very good. Now, do you ever read Agatha Christie books?
Just a few.
Okay. There's one called Sparkling Cyanide. Do you know what cyanide is?
No.
It's a very, very dangerous poison. And it was used a lot.
Yeah.
It didn't leave much of a trace. No, I think they can find it now. So it was a good way of poisoning somebody because they wouldn't find it. So is cyanide harmful or harmless?
Cyanide is harmful.
Is an old calendar useful or useless?
An old calendar is useless.
What about a broken watch?
A broken watch is useless.
Is a diamond necklace useful or useless?
A diamond necklace is useless.
Okay. I mean, unless you sell it.
Yeah.
Are you a careful driver or a careless driver?
I'm a careful driver.
Very good. Is your boss a careful worker or a careless worker?
My boss is a careful worker.
Very good. What's the difference between careless and carefree?
Carefree is despreocupado.
Yeah.
And careless is that you don't care at all.
Yeah. Or also when you do something, you don't pay attention to it. Are you careful or careless with your money?
I'm careful with my money.
Is the government careful or careless with your money?
The government is very careless with my money.
Yeah. Do you feel helpless at times?
Yes, I do feel helpless at times.
Very good. All right, now I have a special exercise for you because only very intelligent people can do this. This is to pronounce the suffix. What's a suffix?
Sufijo.
Yeah. The ISM, which of course has two syllables, ism.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to spell the word to you, and I want you to say it.
Okay.
So the first word, M-E-C-H-A-N-I-S-M.
Mechanism.
Very good. Number two, S-O-C-I-A-L-I-S-M.
Socialism.
Very good. C-O-M-M-U-N-I-S-M.
Communism.
Very good. C-A-N-N-I-B-A-L-I-S-M.
Cannibalism.
Very good. T-O-U-R-I-S-M.
T-O-U... Journalism? Journalism.
No, T. T-O-U-R-I-S-M.
Tourism.
Very good. H-Y-P-N-O-T-I-S-M.
Hypnotism.
And how do you say hypnotism in Spanish?
Hipnotismo.
Yeah. M-O-D-E-R-N-I-S-M.
Modernism.
I-N-D-I-V-I-D-U-A-L-I-S-M.
Individualism.
Very good. C-R-I-T-I-C-I-S-M.
C-O?
Sorry, C-R. C-R.
C-R.
I-T-I-C-I-S-M.
Criticism.
Very good, very good. L-I-B-E-R-A-L-I-S-M.
Liberalism.
Very good. J-O-U-R-N-A-L-I-S-M.
Journalism.
S-T-A-L-I-N-I-S-M.